the Ottolenghi Massive. It's Tessa-pees with Tess Barnett on 95BFM.
G'day, Tess. What are we talking about on Tessa-pees today?
G'day. We are talking about eggs.
Eggs.
All sorts of various egg-related recipes and things you can eat.
This is great because I feel like eggs is one of those things that gets a little bit overlooked, but everybody, unless you're vegan, which is fair enough, loves a good egg.
Yeah. And I feel like breakfast in general is, this is a great time for breakfast, being in lockdown.
You actually get time to make.
Often, you know, you'd normally be sort of rushed off your feet, grabbing a muesli or whatever it is. Not, no hate to muesli, but...
It's got a special place in our
hearts. This is an opportunity for people to be able to make breakfast at home, which I feel like is awesome.
Very awesome. And also if you're missing your like brunches, your fancy brunches, this is also...
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the one. So what's your hot egg tips?
Well, obviously there's your standards, right? There's your scrambled, fried, boiled and poached. Personally, I quite often go for a fried egg myself.
Yep.
I find it easy, delicious, flip it over, leave the yolk a bit runny, and it's great on some toast with even some, you can add other things, you know, avocado, spinach, bacon, if you're that way inclined, whatever you like.
Baconly inclined.
You're quite a fan of the scramble.
I'm a scramble.
You?
I like them because you can't really mess it up. Whereas with fried eggs, I somehow always manage to crack the yolk and it's not good.
What?
Yeah, I'm terrible.
I would on the difficulty scale, I would rate scrambled more difficult than fried, personally.
Maybe I just have a terrible pan. Maybe that's what it is.
You know, it gets stuck to the pan and everything just goes. You don't have long with scrambled.
No, you don't. I think the key is to just keep it moving, isn't it? You just don't let it sit there. You just have to keep moving it. It's an action.
Yeah, so
it's an action.
My dad taught
breakfast.
Me a trick with scrambled that... everyone likes their scrambled eggs differently. Some people add milk, blasphemy to me, but you know, that's fine. Others a bit of cream, maybe some butter. But my dad taught me this trick where you beat the eggs before you put them in the pan, and then you pour them into the pan, and then you let them sit for a bit, and then you just, with the back end of a spoon or a fork, or if you've got a chopstick or something, just pull the eggs into the middle from the outside just once, rather than like mixing them up in the pan.
Okay.
And you get more of like a folded egg situation.
Very flat.
And if you do that, the great thing about doing that is that you can add stuff into it. So a couple of things that I've seen people do, salmon and spring onions, which I'm smoked salmon and spring onions.
Yum.
Which I'm sure would be delicious. Parmesan, spinach and chili is another great combo. You could fry up some mushrooms before and add them into that, and then just fold them in, pulling the sides of the eggs into the center.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a fantastic thing to have on toast. Segueing into omelets.
Are they like, they're kind of, I feel like scrambled eggs and omelets are cousins, and quite often my omelets turn into scrambled eggs when it fails.
Scrambled eggs, the messier cousin, kind of.
Yeah.
So with an omelette, I feel like you have to cook it for longer than you think. So if you beat your eggs, you pour it into the pan, and then I usually just chop up some tomatoes or whatever I have, if it's spinach or mushrooms, and sprinkle it over one half of the circle of the egg, and then just let it cook for quite a while. And then when you've still got a little bit of runniness on the egg, get a spatula and just kind of fold it over itself.
So you kind of like fold it in half.
Yeah, fold it in half and then stick it down with the back end of the spatula so that it kind of connects to itself.
I think I have the same problem with making omelets that I do with making any kind of like taco or burrito or anything, is that I way overfill it, and then I've got this kind of chaos situation where there's too much going on and you can't flip it and it breaks and it loses its shape, but still usually tastes quite good. So,
but I think that's the trick, is if you only fill half of it, then you're always going to have the other half to fold over top.
Very good tip there, Tess.
And then you can just kind of like tip the pan and tip it onto a plate. I feel like that's fine, you know. That's maybe not what the professional cooks would do, but that's fine.
This is Tessa Peas. They don't get a look in.
Segueing into eggs that aren't necessarily just for breakfast. However, I don't have a problem with Brinner, breakfast for Brenna. Dinner. I think that's a fantastic option.
Sorry, did you just say
Brenna? You want to have scrambled eggs on toast? Yeah, breakfast dinner.
Is that a thing? Okay, all right.
Yeah, Brenna.
Brenna.
You know, right. Like bacon and eggs for breakfast, for dinner.
For dinner, you know.
Confusing. Yeah.
I can respect
other things, that. Other things that I feel like are dinner appropriate with eggs would be shakshuka or baked eggs.
Mmm, yum, yes.
This is super easy. You can pretty much do this if you've got tomatoes or tinned tomatoes or even tomato paste. You can pretty much do this, and eggs, obviously. Ideally, you'd have some onions and maybe some peppers, which you could fry off and then pour in your tinned tomatoes or add your chopped tomatoes and just cook it for quite a while, like 30 minutes, I reckon.
30 minutes,
a decent time. Add some spices if you've got them. Anything from paprika, turmeric, cumin, coriander are all going to be good in this. If you're fancy and you've got saffron, that's a fantastic thing.
Nice.
I've never bought it before in my life. I saw it in the supermarket once and it was like $40 for three strands or something. So I didn't buy it.
But someone might have that in their pantry.
Say you've
might
got
have
access
some fancy
to
listeners.
It.
Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah. So cook that for quite a long time. And then once it's been cooking for a while, it will get quite thick and you can kind of make these little holes. So you can make as many eggs as you're going to put into it. Usually three or four is quite good. Mm-hmm. And make these little like wells in your tomato mixture. Crack the egg into that. Salt and pepper it, and then put the lid on top of the pan.
Okay.
And that way the egg will cook right through.
See, this, yeah. I know some people who do it in a cast iron pan and then stick the whole pan in the oven as well instead of like putting a lid on it. But so I always thought that you had to have a cast iron pan to make it for ages until I
I don't know
learned this about the lid, which is a much better situation.
Yeah, it's about the lid.
We've had some listener egg suggestions going on here, Tess. We've had someone said that they're listening just after eating fried egg on toast with tomato, bacon and leftover mashed potato. That's a primo
that
combo. They're saying they're feeling very satisfied. I'm feeling very jealous of that. Somebody else has said, don't overcomplicate eggs. Plenty of butter in the mix and a bit of parsley. So that's a purist over here.
I love parsley.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
I agree with you, listener.
We've also got a frittata suggestion going on here for using up leftovers. And somebody else has said...
Yes, that was my next thing was frittata.
Should we segue into frittata section then?
Yeah, so with frittata, I have this hot tip, which maybe people know about. I didn't think about it before. Using up leftovers is a fantastic thing for frittata. But if you don't have leftovers and you have sort of pretty much whatever vegetables you have that can be roasted, which I'd say that's every
most vegetable,
except all leafy greens.
Yeah.
Yeah, so roast your vegetables as you normally would, you know, chuck them in, a bit of olive oil and salt and pepper, put them in the oven for 20 to 40 minutes, depending on what the vegetables are. You can also add things to that roasting tin that need to be cooked for less time.
Oh, yep.
Add them all in, pull the whole dish out, beat up your 8 eggs or whatever serving size you're making, and just pour it over the roast veggies, add a bit of cheese, whether cheddar, feta, whatever you've got. Even blue cheese would probably be quite nice.
Ooh,
if you like
fancy.
If you like blue cheese on top of the frittata, and then just shove it back in the oven, switch it to grill, and off it goes.
Yum, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
That's a great
so that's an
easy
awesome
frittata.
Way to do it, yeah, to reduce dishes as well, which I'm all for.
And you said you were going to briefly also let us know if you don't eat eggs, so if you are a vegan or you just don't like them, what a good egg substitute might be.
So lately, I just wanted to mention this because I feel like it deserves a shout out. I've just been eating so many mushrooms on toast. I don't know what's happened. I've just gotten back into it. I'm loving it. So every week I've been buying mushrooms to have mushrooms on toast. And
nice.
I feel like for as a breakfast option or a dinner option, this just mushrooms cooked for ages in the pan. Once they start to have a bit of water come out of the mushrooms, you want to keep cooking until that water disappears.
Okay.
And then they'll get all like crispy and caramelized and yummy.
Yeah.
And then you can add whatever you'd normally add to your mushrooms. So balsamic vinegar's fine. Any herbs that you've got is nice. A bit of cream if you like.
Yum.
A creamy mushroom.
Love a creamy
on
mushroom.
Toast. Yeah, so that's fantastic. Really into that at the moment. Also scrambled tofu, which terrified me before I'd made it, because actually the first time I made scrambled tofu, it was an accident. I was trying to fry proper tofu, and
such is the way.
yeah, it turned into scrambled tofu. But sometimes I find that tofu can be, it needs flavour added to it. So you can pretty much add anything to scrambled tofu, whatever you're in the mood for. Turmeric, paprika, cumin, coriander, fresh herbs are great if you've got some Yum. Flat leaf parsley or some basil. And then also like chopped tomatoes or peppers from the fridge or jalapenos, any of those things. If you just chop them up and add them to the scramble, they'll flavour the tofu more than what Tasty. You would have originally had. And also I think adding turmeric's good because you kind of get that illusion.
Nice colour to it. Looks like it could be an egg, maybe. You've got some fan text. Someone says, I'm enjoying Tess's segues, and they have put egg in the middle there, just to really hammer that pun home. So 10 out of 10. And also a lot of love for Brenna coming through as well.
My flatmates are big into Brenna. They talk about it often.
I just didn't know that was what it was called, and I quite like that that's its name.
It's like brunch, right?
Yeah, Brenna. We love it.
But Brenna.
Well, eggs a la Tess. Thank you very much for that, Tess. Go give us a try at home. Go give us a try. Go give your eggs a try at home, and then tell us how it went.
Add whatever you want to your eggs. Don't be shy, you know. Add a bit of paprika when you've fried your eggs. Add a bit of herbs.
Get fancy
It'll
with
be
it.
Great.
Thanks,
Get
Tess.
Fennel Hardcore. It's Tessipes with Tess Barnett on 95 BFM.